In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, this is in volume 6, letter number 1823. This is dated in the 7th day of Elul, Tovshin Beis, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing this to those congregants and the Gaboyim of the Shul Kahal Hasidim in Manchester. Hashem Aleim Yichyu, Shalom Ubracha. So the Rebbe said, I had received several days a copy of your letter, and I was happy to see that you are properly appreciating the work and the activities, and the Rebbe gives a lot of titles, of Shmuel Sheyichya Rehain, who was also a Shoichet Ubeidek for your community. I guess he was a Lubavitch individual, and he was doing things with the community over there, and they appreciate it. So this shows that you're taking his work with interest and internalizing it, and that you want to hold on to a closer connection with, over here, with New York, where he's a representative, with Chabad. And that is expressed because those people said that they want to send him to the Rebbe, to the United States, for a visit, I guess, as represented from that community. So they wanted to send him to visit over here. So the Rebbe says, I hope, just as every living thing, your good feelings about it will keep on growing, and you will... It will bring into new members from the shul in their homes, that this will sort of penetrate there too in all your activities. That's the idea of our Torah and our religion, that it doesn't only apply to one part of the day. And the rest of the day, you can't tell about Judaism. But it's a living Torah from a living God, which encompasses the entire life from the instant that you were born, from the first instant until the last second after 120 years, good years. Not to just be a Jew when you're in shul, when you daven, when you learn, but also in your home, in the street, in the office. As we say twice every day in the Shema, we say, B'shiftecha b'veisecha u'v'lechtecha v'aderech, when you're sitting home and we're going on the road to chulam. So the Rebbe is appreciative, and the Rebbe is asking them, blessing them, that they should internalize this, extend this not just to the shul, but bring it in to the rest of their lives. As far as your suggestion itself, that Rav Shmuel Rein should make a trip over here. So according to what he writes to me, and we had written the Rebbe's answer to him earlier, he writes to me about his health condition. It seems to me that this trip, the trouble of the trip, and to have to change one's things that one is used to, eating and drinking, in generally, your lifestyle. And on top of that, people get very excited. This is going to be a joyful excitement, but it's going to still cause maybe too much for him, too much effort for him to travel. And for sure, he had already related to you my letter to him, which is like the above. The Rebbe also suggested that this may be too much for him to travel. But the Rebbe says, I do want to thank you for this good thought to send a representative. Especially, the Rebbe says, this is a community that carries with pride the name, it's called Kahal Hasidim, the community of Hasidim. And we know that when you have a good thought, is machshava toiva mitzarfer mitzarefes lemaise. A good thought is added to an action. As the Alter Rebbe explains in Tanya chapter 16, that the language of our sages of best of memory is mitzarefes lemaisa. It is combined to an action, which means it doesn't take the place of an action. Some people would translate it that a good thought is instead of an action, but that's not, as the Alter Rebbe points out. It says a good thought can be combined to an action, that you need an action too. Even though it's not the same, it's a distant from the machshava, Hashem combines and brings together that thought to that action. So I'm hoping that by you there will be also an action, which means that the good results that would have been if he did visit will be fulfilled in actuality. Although that thought did not really come down into action, it would still, the results will be there. I end my letter with a wish for a ksiv achsima toiva for all the members of your shul and their family members, each and every one, and whatever they need, both physically and spiritually, with blessing. So basically over here, these people, there was this rabbi over there who they appreciated, and they wanted him to send him as a representative. I guess they wanted to fund his ticket. They wanted him to, I'm guessing that. And they wanted him to go visit the Rebbe, and they wanted to be inspired that coming back from the Rebbe, they will inspire them. And the Rebbe says, well, that's very nice. The Rebbe also gives them the point that a Jew needs to be not only in the shul, but a Jew needs to be also at home and business everywhere, because that's what the Torah is, encompasses the entire life, from the moment you're born till the moment you pass on. And the Rebbe just suggests that he already told him, and we read that letter, that this would be too much trouble because of his health condition and his other things. So the Rebbe says, though, that whatever he wanted to accomplish through his trip, machshava toiva mitzarfa lemaisa, a good thought, Hashem adds it and makes it to the action, which means you'll have an action over here, that the improvements that he was supposed to bring back will happen through that thought, even though it didn't materialize, that it didn't actually go. And the Rebbe answers with the blessing of Raksiv Aksimatoyva.